This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trials, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. Tire Buyer. Buy tires online. Get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 10% off with code MMA10. Bulletproof Coffee. Power your mind, fuel your body, and unleash your limitless potential. Save 20% off with code BPMMA20. HostGator. One of the top hosting providers around. Save up to 65% off hosting with code MMA65. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 543.
543!
My name is Igor Weigel.
Back with MMA Show. By MMA fans, for fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
What are you drinking over there?
6-ton energy?
White Claw? No. it's a LaCroix.
Straight up
I'm hardcore.
Vodka.
Straight up LaCroix. It's fantastic. And we're now brought to you by LaCroix.
Via vodka
sparkling water.
Don't they have vodka suppositories?
Probably. I would never try that shit, though.
No, I don't think that's good for your health or anything in general. So, hey, I want to show you how I spent Friday night. Looked a little like this.
Oh, look at that. Hockey, UFC.
Blackhawks.
Or a Bellator.
Bellator. And a little bare-knuckle fighting championship. Let me tell you this. It's very hard to focus when there's three things on that you want to watch. Yeah. And you're trying to play a fucking professional darts game at the same time. And you may be on said edibles and or vaporizing. And there's a lot of shit going on and the dog getting out of control. But let me just start with, how about those Blackhawks?
Yeah.
3-0 with the new coach. And they're going to make a run. Unfortunately, you can't lose 11 games to start the season. Who knows? Maybe they'll make the biggest comeback ever. It's not unheard of, but it's going to be very difficult to climb. And yeah, so that was going on. Oh, and the other thing I need to say while I'm talking about the Blackhawks, why do I have to be force-fed a female play-by-play announcer on a hockey broadcast?
I don't know. People think they like that, but I don't like it.
I'm not a fan. I'm old school. I think you're the same where it's not my thing. I don't respect it. And I turned the fucking audio off of that. I think that's what's even more confusing. So you're trying to watch three sports and you turn the volume off of all of them. And then you have music playing also while you're playing a darts game too. And just waiting
it's
for
like
certain fights.
Overload.
So much going on. And then there's two other TVs. And I think the Bulls were getting started, so they're on another TV, and then there's like another hockey game on, so there's like fucking seven different things going on, and so hard to focus and trying to pay attention.
Brian is like he loves sports, huh? He's like a sports nut.
Yeah, our friend, he's so crazy right now. He's got so many TVs in his basement, and now he's in getting all this sports memorabilia and all this signed shit. So every time I come over, I'm like, what the fuck's new down here? What'd you get? I got all these fucking helmets, these signed helmets by so-and-so and this and that, and this jersey. Like, Jesus Christ, kid, save your money. Don't go brokes. So it's all fun. It's good to have one friend who's bawling out of control. So I'll just say that.
It's very good. I agree.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that. Let's see what else. The UFC this weekend.
Yeah. Shall we talk about it?
Yeah. Max Holloway, Yair Rodriguez.
You know, this was a fun fight. I really enjoyed it. Guys were pretty damn active the entire fight. Like the pace, like the first two rounds was wild. And then
sick.
I think Holloway opened up a cut under Rodriguez's eye in the first. So there was a little drama. Then there were some takedowns. Holloway got the mount. And then they were like trading takedowns. I don't know. I felt like this was clearly Holloway's fight. So I like it. You know, where we were talking 2 weeks ago about the coach or three, and I like his coach's comment to him between the fourth and fifth round. He's like, look,
yeah,
forget the game plan. Like, just go out there. We're losing. You need to go. You need to win. So like,
yeah, create some shit. Just go, man. Yeah.
Stop. So, you know, I don't know. It was a fun fight. I enjoyed it. What about you?
Yeah, I like that. I just, those are those kind of fights that you wish happened in front of a shit ton of fans and not like the 200 people or whatever at the UFC's little private center. So I feel like the fans got cheated on that one. But again, you never know which fights are going to be a war. I didn't think this was going to be a war in my head, because I'm looking at, oh, here's Yair. He hasn't fought in fucking 2 years. So credit to that guy. Fuck, man. And then you look at his foot after the fight. I have a picture of it. Like, oh, my God. And I don't know what round this happened in. But, you know, you see how fucked up his foot is.
It's like that thing.
Yeah. Because that first round, he was throwing so many leg kicks. It was like off the chart. And what else was he hitting? Oh, he's getting those elbows, like those up elbows when Max would get in too close. So he hit him with a couple of those. So it was fun to see the techniques, because I think Max even said it after a fight. It was a little unorthodox for him, where he's expecting to kind of box and then he's getting hit with like a back elbow or something. He's like, that shit's illegal, man.
Yeah.
Talking about boxing. But again, how about the chin on both those guys?
Tough as shit. Mm-hmm.
Let's see what Max's stats were afterwards. Said, this is from on Twitter. MMA by the numbers. They said Max Holloway has landed more significant strikes in his last 10 fights, 1,883, than anyone else has landed over their entire career in UFC history.
Holy shit.
So let that set in. More significant strikes in his last 10 fights than anyone else has landed over their entire career in the UFC. Like, that's
wild.
Bananas. But that's high output, high cardio. And he usually just puts a pace on you and fucking melts people. So, I mean, it's a great fight for him. Great win. And he was nonchalant. And who do you want to fight afterwards? Whoever they give me. I'm the best. I'm the blessed, or whatever he wants to go with. So I don't know what makes sense for him, but I think he's still lobbying for a Conor McGregor fight, because I think everyone wants that payday, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it, but that's got to be in front of lots of people, like Dallas Stadium or something crazy. Wembley Stadium. Yeah, now we're talking. That'd be great.
And then Yair's description of the fight, he says, two fucking warriors getting to fuck each other. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
What? Did I
get lost in translation?
Yeah, it might have been. I don't quite understand where you're going.
I think
he
meant fight.
Mr. Rodriguez. Two fucking warriors getting to fuck each other. Hey, I'm down with the clown. I like the fuck.
Okay. But things got just like got weird. Like, I don't know what's happening. Things
yeah, I don't either. He's got that Pantera energy. Yeah, you're Rodriguez Pantera energy. Are there any other fights that you wanted to talk about on that card? I have nothing else.
Well, did you see the Rothwell finish? That's my question. Mm-hmm. There was a fight. Marcos de Lima fought Ben Rothwell. And the fight, there was a pretty vicious exchange right at the beginning. And where Rothwell got clipped pretty early, got the stank leg and kind of recovered for a second. And then he got clipped a couple more times and folded back against the cage, but somehow recovered. The problem with that is Herb Dean was doing his weird, like, I'm in, I'm out.
So non-committal.
Yeah. And I think it messed things up. I don't think it would have been any different, but I was hoping you saw that. Cause it seems like he's been doing that more all of a sudden.
Yeah, I don't know what you're waiting for. If you're the ref, you got to be clear in your decision of when to stop the fight. You can't be playing this, I'm on the fence, I'm off the fence, I'm on the fence, I'm off the fence. I touched a fighter, I didn't touch a fighter. I sucked their dick, I didn't suck their dick. I mean, you get the gist of it. You gotta be decisive in your actions. And he has not been of late.
No.
And it's fucking fights up. So,
yep.
More decisive, right or wrong, just get in there and make a decision. Because you see some people are just getting the shit kicked out of them while the refs are just like, eh.
Yeah, I don't know. That fight, it was weird because Marcos was like, I don't know. And then it was confusing whether the fight was over, and Rothwell obviously out of it. But it just Dana even commented, he's like, Herb Dean's got to stop touching people, like you were just saying. Mm-hmm. He's like, it's got to stop doing that, so, because it's confusing,
or stop using him, because he's doing this more and more of late too, so it's mm-hmm. becoming a consistent problem. So
it is,
maybe don't use him as much, or not as, and I hate to say it, but maybe he needs to go back to just the undercard.
Oh, work that's your way an back idea. Up? Yeah,
I don't know.
Punish him.
What do they do? I mean, I think, I don't know in Vegas if they have control, but I think they can say, we don't want this guy to ref certain fights, because obviously you don't see Steve Mazzagatti refing anything anymore. But they should have a little bit more control over at least Herb Dean, because when I think about all the guys of late, he seems to be the one that comes to mind of who's fucking up the most. And it's Herb Dean, which is unfortunate, because he was pretty consistent, except for Pat Barry versus Chicago.
Maybe it's a vision thing. Maybe he's getting old. Maybe he's got to get those shooter goggles, you know, like
like Steven Seagal.
Yeah, it's like,
or it is the Wild Thing glasses that we were just talking about. Like, yeah, the skull and crossbones on the motherfuckers. I bet you I could probably get those. I'm gonna look into this, and I'll start wearing them on the show. I wear the hat. I might as well be in the fucking game. Get in the game, Ingo. It's in the
yes.
game. And what else I see? Is that it for UFC?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Bellator, Chris Cyborg. That's all I'll say. Chris Cyborg will fucking absolute destruction of Kavanaugh. First round, 1 minute and 32 seconds in, just flatlined her. Not surprising. And the thing that I thought was interesting is the after effects of who's calling out Miss Cyborg. So Kat Zingano says, send location, Chris Cyborg and Bellator. Chris Cyborg says January in LA, trying to make that shit happen. So Chris or Kat Zingano wants a piece of that Cyborg ass.
That's going to be a tough one.
It is. But I will say Kat looks way better since she's kind of refocused herself, because I don't know when it was, maybe back in the UFC when she fought Ronda Rousey and just came out like spastic and tried to throw like a flying knee and got taken down right off the bat and armbarred pretty fucking quick and pretty embarrassing. But I think that's when she had been knocked out and was saying like she was having all sorts of issues from that. So she had almost like retrain herself, because she wasn't, her reaction time was completely fucked up. So she like had to go back to the drawing board and take some time off for fighting, got her tits removed. And
that's the secret right there.
Well, I don't know if they were leaking, because I've heard of that, right? Like you have those tits and they leak and there's probably some toxicity in there, and just a combination of bullshit. Is she going to beat Cyborg? Probably not, but that's a fucking hot fight to make. Make that fight happen, Scott Bellator.
I like it.
You heard me. Scott Bellator. That's his new nickname.
Scott Bellator. I love it. I have a question. I wonder if you get hit in the boob and it's one of them fake ones, could it burst? Is that like a thing?
Sure, why not? I don't think it's happened, but there is a break point to those titties.
Okay,
I'm just saying, but they can also become a weapon, because if you have those old ones that feel like an elbow, you'd be like mashing a chick's face at your fucking elbow titties. Maybe throwing those titties like an elbow. I don't know, knock a bitch out with your tits, because they punch each other in the tits all the time. I don't know where I'm going with that, but I'm just an observer of fights. That's all I'm saying. Hey, speaking of observer of fights, maybe we should talk about our sponsor.
Oh, hey, let's
Manscaped.
Do that.
Hey, brace yourself. Winter is coming. What the writers of Game of Thrones didn't want to tell you is that Bran was actually in a wheelchair because he didn't trim his balls with Manscaped. Poor guy. Thought it was okay to trim his balls with a traditional razor or hair trimmer. Not sure what you want as a gift for the holidays? Well, Manscaped is the ultimate gift, and they're here to change men's grooming game. The men's grooming game, by the way. And you can get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts.
Yes, sir. It's time to gear up and get yourself the gift of shaving this holiday season. I'm talking about Manscaped's what? Perfect Package 4.0. The Performance Package 4.0 is the best in the business.
That's you what know, we need.
We like that. This hygiene bundle includes the Lawnmower 4.0, Weed Whacker, Boxers, Travel Kit, and Liquid Formulations. Can you imagine? Who doesn't need liquid formulations?
I thought you were going to say death. What? They're offering liquid death?
Hey, and just in case you have smelly feet this holiday season, you know, after eating all that turkey, Manscaped can help with their foot duster, foot deodorant made to fight odors of the dirtiest, stinkiest, cheesiest feet.
Oh, speaking of that, real quick side note, someone said Ronda Rousey has the worst smelling feet ever, that she came in and trained jiu-jitsu and it smelled up the whole dojo. So anyway, you could get 20% off plus free shipping. She could use that fucking Manscaped at manscaped.com/underfeet. She's yeah, like, on her fucking shaver like, feet. Let's stick and put that balm. She needs a good balm on those. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. It's time to join the Manscaped movement. These products are no joke. Biatch.
Well, Matt, perfect segue. What? Perfect segue. As we speak about Ronda Rousey, have you seen Misha Tate? Have you seen this?
No.
Because she is like in the best shape of her life at the moment. Best shape of her life. Check this out. Bingo.
Oh, nice.
Bingo.
Oh, she's like a gamer. Train clean, fight clean.
Oh, we don't want to go there.
Fuck clean.
What'd you just say?
I don't know. Fuck clean.
Fuck clean. Okay.
Disease free.
What do you think? Pretty solid, huh? She's looking very lean and mean.
Well, she's fighting this weekend.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Let's pull up that card. It's actually a tough fight. Let's, God damn, they're jumping right into it. I can't even like jump the shark. So Caitlin Vieira versus Misha Tate. That's the first fight. Apparently, we're going to go right into that. Michael Chiesa versus number 14. Oh, my God. Ronnie Yaya is still fighting. Fucking A, man.
Kung Ho Kang, and the guy looks like a freaking Mortal Kombat fighter.
Yeah, seriously. Oh my God. Liu Kang.
That's pretty solid.
Flawless victory.
Joanne Wood.
Liu Kang wins. See you on the prelims.
Some of these dudes I've never heard of.
Well, that's a lot of the unnumbered UFC cards, right? So we like to have a lot of unpictured people. Loopy Godinez versus Luma Luke Boomki. Boom me. You heard me. Some shit's going down, man. This guy's just got one name. You want to go for it?
Ricky Lang.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't know. I made it up.
Let's get right out of there. So, you know, it's all about these up and coming cards and whatnot. So, anyways, what else is happening?
Well, the pay-per-view numbers are in potentially for Canelo Alvarez versus Caleb Plant. And they're talking about they're in the $800,000 buy rate range at the moment. So
they were charging 70 or 80. It was expensive.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it sounds solid when you're charging that much. So it's what, 60 million, something like that.
Yep.
And plus, I don't know how much he was getting paid, because remember, he was part of that crazy DAZN deal that they did back in the day where he was getting like fucking 75 million a fight or something crazy. And then they had to cancel that contract, but I think he got a payout. And I don't know what he's making now, but it's just so crazy to see like what does a boxer make versus what does a UFC fighter make? Like apples and oranges. You can't even compare it.
Yeah,
and it'll never change. You have to get out of the UFC and fight a Paul brother to make bank, unless your name is Conor McGregor, and then you get a special deal to go fight Floyd Mayweather Jr. and make your $100 million and split some with the UFC.
Perfect.
The question like is, that. Do you think the UFC would do that for any other fighter to take half of their pay to let them go box somebody?
I'm trying to think who they know. No.
Yeah, right.
Like, maybe John Jones, but only if he's behaving. You know. But I don't think so. I think Connor's just an enigma, and they're like, this guy's gonna make a boatload of money if you let him go do this. Why not? Let's let him do it.
Yeah, there was no one else that had the striking and the popularity, because Nurmagomedov had the popularity, but he doesn't have the striking to warrant any kind of a boxing match that anyone would pay any amount of money to see. The only other person that I could see transitioning over would be a Diaz brother to fight. Like, and I think that was your point. Like, have the Diaz brothers fight the Paul brothers card for card, right?
Yeah, perfect.
And I want to say I saw something. I got to find it here. Maybe it's in Ask the Nuts. I'll save that for Ask the Nuts. But there's a Paul brother question in there. So, oh, man. And you mentioned John Jones. Did you see he's training with Henry Cejudo?
Yeah, he's part of that new gym now. That's kind of, was it a spinoff of his old gym or something? Yeah, where he was with Keith Jardine before?
He's linked up with Henry Cejudo at Fight Ready in Arizona. And it shows him like hanging out with Henry, and like we're doing shadow boxing. And then this picture is the most ridiculous thing in the world. Like, I'm a heavyweight, training with a flyweight. I'm getting some good work in here. So I don't know how beneficial that's going to be. I hope he has other training partners besides Henry Cejudo's.
Otherwise, I don't understand how that works. He's like twice his size. What is it like? Okay, Cejudo's like, I want you to be fast like me. Okay.
And then he's just, I'm working on it, John. I'm working on it, Henry. Okay.
Just be fast. Be fast like me. That's the whole point of it. Because it's got to be like a freaking rabbit against like a, you know, I don't know, a turtle.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucked up because it reminds me of like Shaquille O'Neal standing against or next to anybody, like that size discrepancy. So how can you even get valid training? Yeah. How can you even get valid training with Henry when you're a fucking heavyweight? Just, I don't get that. So hopefully he has other training partners, but who knows? And
maybe they're dating.
That wouldn't surprise me. Johnson does some weird shit.
Could be that.
No, maybe he's just prepping for his prison time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get a head start so you know what to expect. I don't know. You got anything else?
I do. Have you seen the real life Rocky? I found this on Barstool. Check this guy out. I know you like to do raw eggs. When I first met you, you were still doing raw eggs or something.
I did those in college just to save.
But have you ever done this many? This is like 10 dozen or something crazy.
Well, I mean, that's 6 grams of protein per egg, approximately.
How does he not throw up? That's my question.
Well, how long does the video go? Because right now he's struggling. We'll call that 30. What did he eat at the end there? A lime?
No, an egg. He ate the egg, a raw egg, just with the shell and everything.
And then
he probably hurled. That's just insane.
Like, oh, let me go in the bathroom, puke on my dick so I can jerk off with the viscosity that no one this side of the Mason-Dixon line has ever seen.
What the hell?
I don't know what that means, but I feel like okay. Some glasses on for that one.
Perfect.
That's just good.
Are you frozen?
Just testing my freeze game out.
Okay.
Solid. I blinked. Did you see the Jose Aldo poster? Let me find it here.
Oh.
Shocking. Shocking. So you remember the one that they just had with Aldo and Rodriguez? I'm sorry. Yair and Max Holloway on. So here is the newest one. Your thoughts on the Rob Font versus Jose Aldo poster?
It's weird. It says like Fonto. I don't know.
I see full it's new.
So I don't know. It's very strange.
Can they stop hiring Fiverr guys to make their fucking posters? This is there's a lot more talented guys out there that can do this. I mean, I could make you a fucking way better one. And maybe I should just do that. Maybe I'll make a poster. You should just make big head guys, like put the small body, big head, and fucking that's the way to do it. I just spit all over my monitor. Don't mind me.
Did you?
Not off. Yeah, it's all good. What else is happening? I should close some windows.
I have some knowledge for later. No more news.
Okay. Let me keep going here. Let's see. We did John Jones. Habib was getting stepping over the line. So I'm going to share a bunch of tweets here. So first off, he's talking about Gaethje, saying he deserves a shot at the lightweight title next. So he said, in the last 8 fight, I'm going to say it like he says it without the correct punctuation. You got finished 3 times, Justin. You had an opportunity to become champion, but you fell asleep. Islam is on the 9 win streak, 3 fight in 2021, and all finishes. Just shut up and admit that Islam deserves this title shot, not you. So, like, that's pretty aggressive coming out hot. And Gaethje's response is like, your boy is 2 and you want him to fight for the belt. My 3 losses are former champ, interim champ, and current champ. Islam beat number 14 and a late replacement, number 6. Stay humble, champ. Get in line. Don't forget. Benil Dariush is sitting right in front of you. And then to further talk about his point, and Eddie Alvarez weighing in on this, and he is say, I respect Habib, but giving Justin Gaethje a shot over that other dude is only right. Islam fought 1 ranked opponent to stay 9-0. Justin fought 4 champions and a legend in DC to be 6-3. Only one road was more honest and true. Truth always wins. I'd rather be 6-3. So what the hell's going on over there?
There's beef brewing. There's beef brewing. What's Habib doing anyways? Is he like going to get back in the game? He's like a little chirping. He's like a little.
He's coaching all these fools and wants to start shit. And Justin will close it out and say, he's like, fuck yeah, I'm looking forward to that. He's talking about fighting Islam. He's like, war is coming. If he wants to know one thing, fucking war is coming. So bring it. I love this guy. He's a goddamn warrior. You don't have many of these guys. They just want to fuck people up. I love it. Because I got to put Max Holloway into that category. I got to put Yair Rodriguez in that category now, too. Just like, let's just go out and fuck each other up. And then afterwards, we can hang out or be, you know, at least be cordial. You don't have to be best buddies, but
right.
You know. Don't be fucking assholes to people. Just be an asshole. Do a little tweet of the week. And this one goes to Hectic One. He says, selling MMA t-shirts that heavily feature religious iconography in order to spark a wave of satanic panic on MMA Twitter. So Jesus has your back. It's like those, I like that shirt actually. Like Jesus has your back. Like, Jesus never tapped. What happened to that whole thing?
Jesus never tapped. The jujitsu analogies.
Yep.
They got some good ones.
And then let's check out a Paige Van Zandt. She was hanging out with Kyla Harrison over the weekend.
Let's check it out.
Flirting with my girlfriend.
Jeez.
Yeah. What's going on there?
That's
changing teams.
I don't know what's happening, but it's all good. Whatever it is.
Yeah, I like it. I like whatever's going on. I'm down. She knows what she's doing. Let's do a little Ask the Nuts. So Darren Roval tweeted this one out. I got to share this. It's like, I can confirm that Arby's vodka is real. So apparently they have a crinkle fry flavored vodka. Will you drink this?
No, never. I don't even like vodka, but I definitely don't like that vodka.
Well, so. Yeah, you don't drink vodka for the taste. You drink it for the no flavor. Like the right. Cleaner and the smoother the vodka is, the nicer it is. You don't, it's a, for me, it's a mixer drink. Not like I need to get my crinkle fry. And listen, you fucks, if you're Arby's, how about a curly fry? Curly fry vodka. Then I might be it.
Well, maybe you use a tomato paste as a base, as a mixer. That'd be good in Bloody Marys, maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe.
Nice Bloody Mary mix.
Yeah.
Like, what is this hint of curly fry in my Bloody Mary? Yeah,
it's really weird, right? It's
totally weird. And potentially fucked up. So Barstool Sports shared this one. We're talking about the Pauls. So Jake Paul's girlfriend, Julia Rose, has challenged Tommy Fury's girlfriend, Molly Mae Hag, to a mud wrestling match. Let's go to the tail of the tape. I don't know if they actually have anything on their fucking shit here. Let's see.
I think the girl on the left wins.
So you have Julia Rose.
Probably Paul.
Right?
Still same. That's a nice one.
Yep. Yeah.
What the hell?
I don't know what's going on here. Apparently, I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. Julia Rose all day.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God. What's happening there?
I don't know. Molly Mae's not showing enough skin.
She looks tiny. I think Paul wins.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you. Jesus Christ, they're really doing their due diligence here.
I mean, can you blame them?
And then they have some fucking wrestling in there, mud wrestling. Yeah, I mean, mud wrestling, I feel like anything goes. Anything goes. The only place I saw that was in the movie Old School. I think they killed a man.
Yeah.
And did you see they're talking about remaking Roadhouse again?
Didn't they already do that?
No, they were going to do it, and they were going to use Ronda Rousey, but now apparently they're really going to do it. And they said they're going to use Jake Gyllenhaal as a star.
Whoa, I'm which like, one?
That's really
the main star?
Yeah, I think he's going to be the Patrick Swayze. But that seems like the wrong casting to me, because he's the one who played Mysterio, and that's one of the last Spider-Man fucking movies. So I don't think that's the right choice if you're going to remake it. Well, first off, it's blasphemy to fucking remake that classic movie. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to pick someone to play Patrick Swayze's role, who are you picking?
Roadhouse?
If
you got
to remake that movie, yeah.
The Rock? No, I'm just kidding. Can you imagine?
I'll be okay with this. Because, you know, Patrick Swayze was like 4'2", about a buck 35, soaking wet. I had a problem with him being it. Then I think that's why it was kind of funnier. He's like, here's this little dude throwing all this crazy shit and Tai Chi-ing it up on the weekends.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a funny one. I don't know. Somebody bigger comes to mind. Like Jason Momoa, maybe. Some guy like that.
I was going
to
say Jason Statham.
Huh? That'd be good.
Someone who's going to beat some fucking ass. And
isn't he kind of old, though?
He'd be no older than that second bouncer, whoever that guy was, Sam Elliott. Remember?
Oh, he's playing the old guy?
No, well, I don't know who's playing the old guy, but I'm saying I'd like a little Jason Statham, and I don't know who would play the old guy. It's a good question. Who's old that's still in shape that I could tolerate in a fucking movie? Sean Connery still alive?
No, how about Harrison Ford? He's too wholesome.
I think he's in his 70s. I don't know if I could believe Harrison Ford.
Kurt like, Russell?
Beating ass.
How about Kurt Russell? Chuck Norris.
I could buy into either of those. Chuck Norris.
Or Kurt Russell.
Okay. I'm in. Just it's weird that they keep remaking shit, because obviously you can't use the same actors, but you know, it is what it is.
It is.
Let's do some knowledge. We got for knowledge.
I got some knowledge. Check this out. I don't know if you watched this the first go around, but Tiger King is making a comeback.
I watched about 10 minutes and I got out.
Did you?
I can't do it.
I did during the pandemic, and I tried to watch it again, and I was like, what was I thinking? I think it was fascinating during the times of early pandemic, but it's coming out.
It is. I got a couple things to share. So should I watch Tiger King 2? Holy fuck, something got really loud. Hang on. I just pulled up a video and it fucking blew my eardrums out.
I think you probably shouldn't watch it, Matt. Actually, I'm just letting people know because people are going to want to know.
Tiger King 2.
Yes.
You should or shouldn't watch?
Just don't watch it.
All right. Fine. So I will just say don't drink and drive. I don't know what the hell this is, but here you go.
That's awesome. Oh.
Down!
What the hell was he thinking? I don't know. Was he drunk?
See, I get Sally's like, woo! Ah! Fuck! I think I got a back injury.
He got the tequila.
Yeah. Echo Columbia! Ah!
Yeah, that guy's probably got messed up pretty good, man.
Oh, man. That's why you don't drink and drive. Tierra del Fuego, man.
Looked like he was holding a bottle of tequila. He was like, yeah. Hey, everybody.
He'd probably done that like 50 times before and thought he had clearance. Like, hey, oh, fuck. That's one of those ones where a video ends too soon. And I want to see like what happened to him. But it doesn't end there. I got three more things for knowledge. So okay. Just weird shit that I've seen in the past week. So one, I'm playing Call of Duty, right? And I always check the scoreboard afterward. I like to read the names of the people. So apparently, I don't know if you can see this, but look at the name under me. Hezbollah! Hezbollah! I'm playing Hezbollah's on my team, goddammit! Who knew?
That's funny. What game is this? Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most recent one. And then what the fuck? I don't understand this. Is this street legal? The Amish playing some sort of motorcycle racing game? Guy's like,
hold my purse while I play this game. The oldie's like, this isn't, you can't do this. Can't play the Amish. You don't play this game. Shut up, woman. I'll do what I want.
Yeah, exactly. Be milking the cow, bitch. And then the last one, like, check out the speed bags on this fucking pig, dude. Like, I don't know what this really guy's delivering, but good lord. That's like the size of a human head, each one. How big are your balls? About the size of a human head. They weigh about, I don't know, the human head weighs 8 pounds. Those look like more than 8 pounds.
Yeah,
Jerry Maguire, Jesus fucking Christ. I'm putting about 15 pounds per ball. Jesus Christ. I don't know. I feel like I want to punch and or kick those. And maybe that's why they're up, just for display. Maybe he uses those on, that's what they do for Christmas and whatever said country it is. Because I don't know what this jalopy is, but I like this whole thing. I'd like to see these on my street. Maybe you ride in front and or back. Maybe there should be a seat in back where you could just admire that. But he may shit on you in the process. So I'm just saying.
Yes.
Strange things are afoot at Circle K.
They are.
That's it. Shut down.
All right. Well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Thanks for playing.